Second part of our service.
欢迎大家继续来参加我们第二部分的这个敬拜。
As you can see, it's called Building by God's Plan.
我们可以看到这个题目就叫做按照上帝的计划来建造。
So just exactly how do you get involved in building by God's plan into his spiritual building, the church, which is you and I, in making disciples?
我们如何在教会里面来参与这个门徒的建造，使我们把这个教会按照神的计划建立成他的灵工。
That's what we're going to talk about this morning.
这就是我们今天所要讨论的题目。
Now, in recent years, many of you have seen photos from damage that involves earthquakes in China.
最近这几年，我们大家可能在看到了很多从中国发过来的照片，就是在中国各种地震的时候所遭受的损害。
During one of our short-term mission trips, we had the opportunity to witness this personally.
在我们这个短宣的时候，我们孩子跟我们一起也亲眼目睹了这些地震所造成的损害。
And many times, as some of you have seen the photos, you know it was very extensive.
我们看到那些照片，这些损坏是非常的严重。
Now, sometimes this had to do with how people built the foundation.
而这些建筑的损坏很大程度上也是由于人们在建造这些建筑物的时候他们所打的地基如何。
And it also had to do with the quality of the design and the materials that were used on top of that foundation.
而且是在这地基上建造所用的这些材料还有这些建筑的设计。
Other factors included the place where the building was located.
其他的因素也包括这个建筑物到底是在什么地点。
The materials used and the attention to building codes.
这建造的材料，还有这些符合建造规则的这些规划。
And sometimes it had to do with the training of those who were involved in the construction itself.
还有这些建筑工人的训练，他们是不是很熟练的建筑工人
？So what I want you to see this morning is this is the same as the Christian life.
今天我想让大家看到的，其实我们基督徒的生命也是像这样。
We want to be able to build into our lives and into the lives of others so they can get through the earthquakes in life.
我们希望在我们建造我们自己也建造我们的弟兄姐妹使我们在可以在我们的生活当中经历这些生命中的地震。
We don't want people to be injured or damaged by these things.
我们不希望我们的弟兄姐妹和人们能在这些人生的这些灾难中受到损伤。
So,As the Bible verse says this morning, we have to be careful how we build on God's spiritual building, the church.
所以我们今天所学习的就是让我们如何的仔细的小心的去建造神希望我们所建造的这个灵宫。
This is what we want to learn from our message today.
这就是我们今天所要学习的。
So we're going to pray, we're going to read from our text, and then we're going to discuss this further.
我们先一起来祷告，然后我们一道读经文，然后再继续的探讨。
Let's bow our heads and pray together.
我们一起低头祷告。
Father in heaven, we are grateful that we have this time this morning to look at your word.
亲爱的天父上帝，我们真是谢谢你，让我们能够有机会今天早晨来阅读你的话语。
天父，谢谢你爱我们。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
And Lord, we pray that as we present ourselves to you, that you will help us.To understand what your Holy Spirit has to say to each and every one of us.
主啊，我们祷告在求你的圣灵来帮助我们，让我们真正能懂得你要我们所希望我们所听到的。
And Lord, may we be changed as a result of that.
主啊，希望你的圣言、你的真理来改造我们。
Forgive the one who is preaching his sins this morning.
主啊，我们为着讲员来祷告。
We would only see Jesus.
主啊，让我们能够。只看到你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, you're going to need a Bible this morning, so I hope everybody has a Bible. Unfortunately, I left my clicker back there, so you'll have to help me in advancing the slide.
我们今天要读一些经文，所以希望大家每一个人都有一本圣经。
All right, let's go to the next slide.Thank you. All right. So everybody has a Bible. You're going to need it, right? All right. What we're going to do this morning is I'm going to read from verses 10 and 11. And then verses 12 and 13, I'm going to ask Jai Lei to go ahead and read in Chinese. You may join him at that particular time. And then the last two verses, 14 and 15, we will read in English.
好，首先牧师，Craig 牧师先读十节和十一节，然后我用中文念十二节和十三节，然后我们一起念十四节和十五节用英文。
Let's start. Verse 10, by the grace God has given me, I laid a foundation as a wise builder, and someone else is building on it. But each one should build with care. Verse 11, for no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ.
十二节，若有人用金银宝石草木禾秸在这根基上建造，个人的工程就必显露，因为那日子将来，将它显明出来，有火发现，这火要试验个人的工程怎样。我们一起来念，能在。If it's burned up, the builder will suffer loss, but yet be saved.Even though only as one escaping through the flames.
Amen. You guys are really good. Thank you this morning. All right. Now, let's go to the next slide. So in our passage today, we're going to basically talk about just three things related to the building or building by God's plan.
今天的讲道我们主要涉及三个部分，是关于如何的在按照神的计划来建造。
So we're going to basically discuss how, first of all, how God wants us to build with the right vision, materials, and training.
第一点我们要讨论神是怎样的希望我们有建造的时候有一个正确的计划、正确的目标，有一个用正确的材料，也有着好的那种受到的训练。
And why? Because this passage is about teaching sound doctrine to Christian believers.
为什么呢？因为我们这一点是让我们知道如何用全备的道来教训我们的基督徒们。
The second thing that God wants us to do is to be able to build with the right attitude and behavior.
第二点，神让我们建造的时候是让我们有正确的态度和行为来建造。
And that's because we should do nothing to frustrate and prevent others from growing in the faith.
原因很简单，就是我们不希望我们对于其他人，在主里，在他们的信心上建造有任何的阻碍。
And then the third thing that we're going to talk about is how God wants us to build with the end in mind.
第三点，我们神所让我们希望我们的，就是在我们建造的时候有一个最后的蓝图在我们的脑海里面。
And that's because God wants to be able to say to us, when we are finished, building according to His plan, well done.Good and faithful servant.
因为神希望当我们按照他的计划完成我们的建造的时候，他会对我们说，忠心良善的仆人，这是你的奖赏。
Here is your reward.
这就是你的奖赏。
So all of this is important, and the reason we're going to talk about this is because the Corinthian church, as you know from reading before, has started off in the wrong direction.
这些都很重要，因为我们在读哥林多前书的时候，我们发现哥林多教会在一开始就有一个错误的方向。
They tried to understand what the Christian life was about based on the previous understanding of just how to survive and get through.
他们的对于这种基督教的信仰的理解是基于他们在以前的这种经验是怎样的被人家所认可的这种经验。
Remember, I told you you're going to need your Bibles. Well, now you're going to need them.
我说过大家需要圣经，好，这下大家把圣经都拿出来。
If you take a look at 1 Corinthians chapter 3,
我们一起把翻到哥林多前书第三章。
And you look at the verses leading up to this particular passage.
我们看看前面这些经文是在十节之前的那些经文。
What we see here, hang on, let me find my verse here.
Is 3 and 4?
Yeah. The verse that I'm looking for here, my apologies, I wrote a few things down incorrectly, but the verse that Paul talks about leading up to this passage, he basically lets them know how he is the one who might plant seed, and Apollos is the one who might water, okay, but it's God himself who is causing the growth.
在保罗讨论哥林多教会纷争的时候，因为哥林多教会有各种各样的会众，他随从不同的领袖，所以说到有人属基保罗，有人属亚波罗，有人属基法，有人属基督，所以保罗说我只不过是撒种子，而亚波罗是浇灌了，我们只不过是神的仆人，而真正生长的是叫他生长的是神。
This is in verses 5 through 9 of chapter 3.
这是在第三章的第五节到一直到第九节。
And the problem here is that they thought that the goal was to be knowledgeable.
在这儿这些哥林多人的这个问题就是他们学习圣经这个福音的目的，他们觉得就是为了知识。
Because for them, knowledge was power and status.
对他们来说，知识就像是他们的权利，他们的地位。
So they took sides. There was winners and losers in their own mind. Very similar to today. That's the way people look at things. There's winners and there's losers in life.
所以他们就在这个学习这个圣经的时候，他们认为，如果你不是胜利者，你就是失败者。就像我们今天所想的。 要不然就是成者为王，要不然就是败者为寇。
And so as a result of this, many of them idolized their teachers. There's a lot of jealousy.
结果呢，他们就有了很多的问题，他们就把他们自己的教师们来偶像化，他们中间也有了很多的嫉妒。
And it was almost like a fan club. You know, one person would say, my teacher is far superior to your teacher. Okay?
所以他们就像是追星族一样，就是说，哦，你看我的老师比你的老师强多了。
And here's the problem with that. So what I think and what I say is more important than what you think and what you have to say.
所以呢，所以我想的或我做的，就比你所想的或者你所做的或者你所说的要重要的多。
And what they didn't realize, that God's whole goal is for a relationship between Himself and people who consider themselves to be fellow co-workers in Christ.
而他们却没有想到，神给他们真正的计划是让他们在肢体之间彼此来建造，他们中间，他们所有的人都是神的同工。They
were supposed to be a community where everyone's job was equally important, and the goal of the learning was simply to help people to understand how to serve with humility together.
而他们忘记掉了，他们所有的在神里面的同工对。 神的计划或神的工作来说都是同等重要的。他们在之所以在你们要学习，就是要学习如何在神的耶稣基督里面如何的一道来合作来服侍。And
the illustration I'd like to use right now for you is that of a restaurant.
我在这边用一个餐馆的例子给大家做一个比方。You
can make it a Chinese restaurant if you like.
你可以把它当做是中餐馆。But
anyway, the word servant that Paul used for himself and for Apollos in verses 5 through 9, the closest illustration is that of a table waiter.
在保罗在第三章第五节到第九节所说的这个仆人，指他自己和亚波罗呢，有点，其实最像的就像是我们在餐馆里面的那些侍者，就是端盘子的。And
what's the job of a table waiter?
我们那些适应生的应该做些什么呢？
To serve the food well.
就是为了把这些食物很好的端到客人的桌上来，让客人来享受。
But most importantly of all, not to get in the way of the eating experience.
最重要的是不要干扰客人们在自己享受他们食物。
And so Paul is saying here, he says, look, Apollos and I, that's what we're like. We're like table waiters.
保罗在这边所说的，就是亚波罗跟我，其实就像是在适应生，在餐馆里的适应生一样。But
the chef and the restaurant and the food comes from God.
而餐馆的这个食物，餐馆本身，还有这个厨师，其实都是神所设立的。
And God serves great food.
当然，神的食物是最好的食物。
And He wants you to have a great eating experience.
他也希望我们都在享受食物的时候有个很好的经历。
And the waiter's job, or my job this morning, is just to help you in your eating experience.
所以在在餐馆里面，这些侍应生或者侍者，就像的工作，就像我今天早晨的工作一样，就是使大家在领受上帝所赐给我们食物的时候，有个很好的经历。
So that's what I want you to think about.
这是我希望大家所能够理解。
And verses 5 to 9, as we just looked at, Paul plants the seed, the gospel, because it gives life.
在第五节到第九节说保罗栽种了，就是说把福音的种子浇灌在我们放在我们一个人心里面。
And Apollos waters it, because without water the plant will die.
亚伯罗浇灌了，因为如果没有水的话，当然这个植物就会死。
Life just won't continue.
也不会有更进一步的生命。
But the purpose is the same, to build up believers as disciples in Christ.
而说他们两个人目的都是一样的，就是在神里面建立门徒。
So let's go to the next slide.
我们看下一张。
So for the first part of our message here, building with the right vision, materials, and training, it's based on verses 10 through 11.
所以我们今天第一部分这个讲到的这个内容呢是在建造的时候有一个正确的目标材料和正确的这个训练是基于我们第十节和第十二节。
Notice what Paul says here, just certain words. By the grace God has given me, I laid a foundation as a wise builder. Someone else is building on it. Each one should build with care.
我们注意看保罗在这是怎么说的。第一，他是保罗说，我按照神所给我的恩，好像一个聪明的工头立好了根基。保罗立好了根基，然后有别人在上面建造，只是个人要谨慎怎样在上面建造。
So Paul's grace that was given to him is that he was sent as an apostle to non-Jewish believers.
所以保罗从神那边所领受的恩，就是神把他指派为外邦人的使徒。
He established and planted the church in Corinth.
他在哥林多创造了设立了这个教会。
He understood his role and his job.
他当然知道自己的职务和本分。
But many times we don't understand our role in our job as Christians.
但是经常有时候我们不知道我们作为基督徒的自己的职务是什么。
Or we might make excuses and say, you know, I just don't have enough time for that.
我们有时候自己找借口说，哎呀，我们只不过是没有足够的时间。
But you know, it's all of our jobs to introduce other people to Christ.
其实我们的工作就是把别人带领到耶稣基督面前。
Paul's vision should be also be our vision, and we should be able to do this wisely.
保罗的意向，保罗的目标也应该是我们的目标，而且我们应该正确的来看待这个目标。
We should also be able to do it with the understanding that someone else is going to play a role in helping that new believer to grow up.
我们也应该知道，除了我们，其他人也同样跟我们一起来同工，来把不幸的带到耶稣基督面前，让他们成为相信耶稣基督的儿女。
The meaning of a wise builder here is actually skillful, like a skillful architect.
在这边所讲的这个聪明的工头呢，其实是说一个熟练的建筑工人。
And that's the goal. As we help others to grow up in Christ, we want to be very careful and we want to be very skillful.
所以当我们在基督里建造，去别人帮助别人一起来建造的时候，我们首先要比较非常的熟练，而且我们要也要很仔细，要很当心。
And the only way I know to do that is you have to say to yourself, I want to have the right training to be able to share Christ with others.
所以呢，我们在心里面，我们自己有一个好的态度，就是说我愿意受到这个训练，来把有这么个技能，把别人带到基督面前。
We all know that the way you have to start with the Christian life was the foundation of Christ, right? You have to accept Christ first.
我们知道我们在我们建立自己的基督徒的生活的时候，首先我们有一个根基，就是耶稣基督，所以我们要从相信耶稣基督开始。
But open up your Bibles now to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20.
我们一起来把圣经打开到以弗所书第二章第二十节。
Open to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20, look from 20 to 22, and it will say there that the foundation of Christ fitted together as part of a spiritual building. And it says it's a foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone.
好，我们一起来看，在第二，第二十节，以弗所书第二章第二十节说到，并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己做房角石，各房靠他联络得合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿。你们也靠他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
And so what they're really describing there is the Word of God, the Bible, because what we understand of how God spoke through Christ and through the apostles and through the prophets is there for us in the Bible.
所以我们这边看到圣经是多么的重要，因为神通过圣经来向我们说话。在圣经里面，我们可以看到神通过使徒、通过先知向我们所说的、向我们所启示的。
Second of all, if you are skillful, you do it with some understanding of the background and the environment for that believer.
第二点，如果你是一个很熟练的建造工人的话，你会理解或者是注意到这些要还慕道友的背景。
So when a builder knows, as an example, that a building is in an earthquake area, he might have to use springs to make sure the building bends back and forth so there's no damage.
如果这个建筑是在一个地震多发的地带，这么个熟练的工人呢，就会在建筑物里面放一些弹簧，这样的话，当地震发生的时候，这个建筑物是比较的有弹性，不会受到损害。
I have first-hand experience with this.
哦，我有这个第一手的经验。
Several years ago, I was in Japan, and I was in a building, and it was about 40 stories tall.
在几年前，我在日本的时候，我是在一个大概有40层的一个建筑物里面。
And right in the middle of our negotiations, imagine this, we're all sitting at a table, and yeah, just like I just almost stumbled on this.
就在我们在谈判的过程中间，我们就是坐在桌子这边正在谈判。
The presenter who was up, he started moving around.
那个起来做这个presentation 的这个人呢，就是开始东倒西歪。
And in the space of about 5 seconds, all of a sudden the building went this way, and it then went that way.
所以这五秒钟这中间的这个建筑物就一下歪到这边，一下歪到那边。
And all of us said to ourselves, "Whoa, what just happened?"
我们都吓坏了，说怎么回事
？We realized it was an earthquake.
我们才想到这些哦，有地震了。
We immediately stopped the meeting, and as soon as things stopped moving around, we went downstairs. Meeting was over for the day.
所以我们赶紧吧，就是说打断会议，赶紧就趁这个震动停止的时候，我们赶紧就下楼了。
But the good news was that there was a few broken windows. Nobody was hurt, and no, there was no building damage.
所幸的是，只不过是几个窗户裂开了，没有任何人受到伤害，也没有建筑也没有受到什么损伤。
Now in Florida, we have this special situation with sinkholes.
在这个佛罗里达呢，我们有另外一个自然灾害，就是这个陷洞，一个地上突然间出了一个大洞。
And I hope you all please be sure to pray for the family of the guy who just recently died in a sinkhole.
在最近在 Tampa 前两天在 Tampa 有一个人就是说在他的这个卧室里面出了一个地洞，他就掉下去，结果就去世了。所以我们在祷告中也为他们家人纪念。
Yeah, exactly. I mean, his bed, he was sleeping in bed, and the next thing he knew, his foundation collapsed.
所以他正在睡觉的时候，突然间因为这个地上出了一个大洞，所以整个房子就他那一块就一下陷进去了。
So in situations like that, the building needs special reinforcement.
如果我们有那种在那种情况下，所以这个地基就需要特别的加固。
And if you want to apply this to the non-believer, if they come out of a situation where it was difficult for them, a cult. Perhaps they were a part of Mormonism, or perhaps they were a believer of Falun Gong.
所以当我们在向那些慕道友或者不信的人传福音的时候，我们要考虑到他们的背景，他们有可能是从一个邪教里面出来的，或者他们参加过法轮功。
We have to be able to take special care and attention with them, and give them special reinforcement to survive the spiritual earthquakes and the challenges that they are going to face because they come from a special environment.
因为他们是的背景是这些特别的很特别的这种宗教背景的话，我们在向他们传福音向建造他们的时候就要特别的当心，给他们特别的帮助，让他们的这个在耶稣基督上面的这个基础能够更加的牢固，这样他们可以在他们的成长过程中可以面对在属灵上的更多的更严厉的这个征战。
Because Our job is to help them not be damaged and injured because of the crisis of life that will come along. And the only way we can do that is to lay that special foundation in Christ in a certain way.
我们不希望他们在这种属灵的征战的时候他们会受到伤害，所以我们必须使他们的地基，这个在耶稣基督上面的这个根基变得更加的稳固。
Let's go to the next slide.
我们看下一章。
So for the second part of our message, we have to build not only with the right foundation and sound doctrine and teaching, but with the right attitude and behavior.
第二点，我们不仅在教导的时候或者建造的时候有一个正确的基础，而且是有一个完备的教义的教导，而且我们应该有一个正确的态度和行为。
Because we should do nothing to frustrate or make it difficult for others to grow in their faith.
我们不应该成为别人的绊脚石，使他们在基督里面成长的时候有任何的拦阻。
You know, it's kind of sad when you hear someone say, well, the reason I'm not a Christian is because I practice Christian principles. And I know those Christians over there, and you know something? My behavior is better than theirs.
最可悲的就是说，有些人对我们说，我不希望成为基督徒，为什么呢？因为你看，我是按照基督教的这种伦理道德来行事，而我看那些基督徒，他们所做的还不如我。
And chapter 3, verses 12 and 13 says, if anyone builds on the foundation using gold and silver, costly stones, or wood, hay, and straw. So look at that contrast between gold and silver, costly stones, and wood, hay, or straw.
在第二节说到有人用金银宝石草木禾秸在这个根基上建造，我们注意看到这些中间的这些建造材料的这些对比，有的是用宝石来建造，而有些是用草木禾秸来建造。
Their work will be shown for what it is.
而个人的工程必然要显露。
So this is about how we help people to learn after they become Christians.
这是我们帮助那些已经成为基督徒的人怎样的来学习。
Gold and precious stones and hay and straw, they are all figures of speech or metaphors.
而这些金银宝石草木禾秸呢，这只不过是隐喻。
And so this is where we need to be careful because verse 12 here is saying it's possible to be a Christian and to be harmful.
这是我们特别要注意的，因为我们在第十二节说到我们可能是一个基督徒，但是呢，我们可能在教导上面做出一些错误的事情。
What God doesn't want us to do, and all of us are prone to do this if we're not very careful, is to teach Scripture inaccurately.
神最不希望我们所做的就是让就是我们在教导圣经的时候教导了错误，因为我们自己不当心。
And sometimes teaching Scripture inaccurately is not so much about what you say is what you do in your own behavior as you reflect that scripture.
当我们在教导圣经的时候，有时候最重要的不是我们去说解释是怎么样，有时候是我们靠着看着那种教义或者圣经，我们做出来的是有没有违反那些教义。
Now we all have blind spots. We all have bad days, and it's easy to have a bad attitude sometimes.
我们每天我们每个人都有盲点，我们也有不同的，有时候有一个好的心情，所以呢，我们有时候很容易有一个不正确的态度。
But what we don't want to do is make it difficult for others to grow in their faith.
我们不希望我们这种态度呢，会影响别人在基督里面长进。
This is building with wood and hay and straw.
这如果我们这样的话，我们只不过是用草木禾秸来建造。
In 2 Timothy, if you open your Bibles again in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15.
我们如果把圣经打开到提摩太后书第二章第十五节，我们可以看到。
There's a very familiar verse, and it says, "Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved." A workman who has no need to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of truth.
这是保罗在教导提摩太，你当竭力在神面前得蒙喜悦，做无愧的工人，按照正义分解真理的道。
And then back to 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 13, Paul is saying these precious stones and lesser metals refer to the quality of each man's work.
在第十三节的时候，保罗说这些宝石或者是这些草木禾秸代表的就是每个人的工作。
And so God will judge each person according to how they have served based on this.
所以在审判的日子，神会按照我们个人工作的质量来就说裁判我们每一个人。
Let's go back to our restaurant illustration one more time.
我们再回到我们这个餐馆的比喻。
Now, you know, some people when they work in a restaurant, they can have different goals than the owner does.
当我们在餐馆工作的时候，当然我们的工作的目的跟餐馆的老板是不一样的。
Perhaps they, you know, want to get a bigger tip.
有时候我们是想要更好的小费。
So they'll treat you very nicely.
他们就对客人就特别好。
Or perhaps they've had a bad day and they just can't wait to get off from work.
如果他们就是说心情不好的话，他们对你肯定也是招待不周。
And I know you've all seen people like that.
我们都经历过这些事情。
You know, they look at you, and when you look at them, it's almost like they're saying, why don't you just shut up and eat your food and don't bother me today?
当有些什么要求的时候呢，有时候他给你的神态就像是，为什么你闭嘴吃你的食物？
You know, it's almost like you're afraid to ask, I don't want to bother them, you know, I don't think they want to be bothered right now.
有时候我们就是不愿意去找那些侍应生说，哎呀，这个人太凶了，我不算了，不去麻烦他了。
But you know, here's the problem with that. If you're a table waiter in God's restaurant, or if you're a waiter in a restaurant, if you have a bad attitude, and if you have bad customer service, people notice.
但是呢，在我们如果把我们当作是神的这个餐馆的侍应生或者侍者的时候，如果我们有一个特别差的态度的话，
I've been at a
那些人会感觉得到。
I've been at a fancy restaurant with my wife before, and you know what? She surprised me one time.
我跟我的太太去过一个餐馆，那时候那个餐馆的这个侍应生就非常的粗鲁。
The waiter looked at her the wrong way.
这个侍者呢，就不是有很正确的眼神来看Craig 牧师的太太。
And you know what she said to me?
他太太就说
，We're leaving.
哦，我们走了，我们走了。
I said, but it took us a couple of months to make this reservation.
他说，牧师说，我们已经等了两三个月才到这个餐馆来吃饭。
And that's what happens. I mean, if you have bad customer service in a restaurant, customers will get up and leave. They won't want to come back, and they'll just stop eating.
如果我们在餐馆里面有个特别差的服务的话，那客人就起身就走，也不会再回来。
But remember, in God's restaurant, the workers are family.
在神的这个餐馆里面，我们的所有的这些侍者，就像我们是一个大家庭中的一员。
They're concerned about the owner and the restaurant's reputation.
我们应该很担心我们这个餐馆老板，其实神的他自己的名誉。
They're concerned about the chef's reputation.
我们当然也很担心我们这个厨师的名誉。
God is our chef.And he owns the restaurant.
我们的神就是这个餐馆的厨师，他也是我们这餐馆的老板。
So he wants you to help people get excited about their eating experience.
所以他希望我们让我们这个客人在吃饭的时候是非常的兴奋，会有一个很好的经历。
Because you know why? Then they will invite others to come eat there as well.
这样的话，他们就会让其他人带领其他的更多的人来到这个餐馆来吃饭。
It's like the customer is always right.
就像是客人总是对的。
And so, do we say to ourselves, the visitor is always right?
我们有没有对我们说，来所有来到我们这个教会来，这些客人们都是对的。
We want to get people excited about being in church.
我们希望让人们感到来到我们这个教会是非常的让人兴奋。
Build on the foundation using gold and silver.
所以我们要在这个基督的基础上用金银宝石来建造。
Now listen, I know that all of us are not Christian teachers and leaders. Most of you are probably not going to become pastors.
我们知道我们的周围的弟兄姐妹有各种各样有各种服事，即使你不是教师，你也主日学老师，你也不是执事，也不是长老，我想大部分人也不会成为牧师。
But all of us can ensure people are not frustrated when they come to church.
但是我们可以能做的就是让我们的客人来到我们中间的时候不会觉得很沮丧。
And all of us can help people when they have problems grow up as mature Christians.
我们也同样可以帮助我们的弟兄姐妹，在他们面临生活的困难的时候，面临到成长困难的时候，我们可以帮助他们。
Because if we show people we care about them this way,
如果我们让人们能够看到我们是如何的是这么样的珍重他们，
then this will determine whether people remain faithful or unfaithful when crisis comes into their lives.
我们可以影响到别人，当他们在面对耶稣的时候，他们愿意不愿意去接受耶稣基督，成为一个他的信徒或者是
And for young people, this is especially true.
对于我们的年轻人来说，这更是重要。
Most of our young people here, they are part of a bicultural or tricultural generation.
我们这边的年轻人基本上是在一个各种三种文化的这种交叉的之中。
They face incredible peer pressures.
他们对有很多的压力。
We have to help them to get through these things.
我们也帮助我们的这些youth 孩子们来克服这些。
And young people, you have to help your friends.
我们这些孩子们也要帮助他们的朋友们。
Remember, the goal is to build with gold and silver.
知道请大家记住，我们的目标就是用我们的金银宝石在这种基督的基础上来建造。
Good teaching with feedback and caring to ensure people can overcome life situations.
有的回应的很好的教导和真实是去了解和帮助我们周围的弟兄姐妹来克服和忍受生活上的问题和困难。
In verse 13, it says, "And this work that we do will be revealed with fire, and the fire will test the quality of each person's work."
在第十三节说到，这些工程会被火表明出来，那日子要将它表明出来，有火发现，这火要试验个人的工程怎样。
Young people, you can also help your friends to find faith and help them to remain to be faithful.
我们的youth, 我们的年轻人们也是要应该帮助他们的朋友。来在主里来建造。
Let's go to the last slide.
我们看最后一
张。The third slide, the next slide, yeah. Building with the end in mind.
我们要在建造的时候有一个最后的完整的图画在我们脑海当中。
For the final part of our message, we should build with the end in mind because God wants to be able to say when we are finished building according to his plan, well done, good and faithful servant, here is your reward.
这是我们今天讲到的最后一部分。我们在建造的时候，我们应该把这有一个关于神的最终的图画在我们的脑海当中，因为神愿意在我们完成这样的建造的时候，他对我们说：“忠心良善的仆人，这是你的奖赏。”
Verse 14, First Corinthians chapter 3. If what has been built survives, the builder will receive a reward. If it is burned up, the builder will suffer loss, but yet will be saved.
在这个第哥林多前书第三章第十节至十五节的时候说到，在人在那根基上所建造的工程被火发现以后，若存得住，他就要得奖赏；而呢，他的工程又被烧了，他就要受到亏损，自己却要得救。
So what God is saying here in this passage is He doesn't want you to just go through life, and then when you get to the end of life, and all of us are going to have to die, be able to get to heaven and say to God, I'm yours.I'm just glad I made it. I'm just glad to be here in heaven.
其实神不仅仅是希望这样，就是说我们在经过我们作为基督徒一生以后，我们每个人都会死。当然，我们都知道我们死后会跟神在一起进天堂。当我们到天堂的时候，就跟神说：“神啊，我总算到天堂了。”
You know, God is very gracious and loving. He's going to say, "Okay, I'm glad you're here."Okay.
我们知道神是非常的有怜悯他就说当然我很高兴你能到这个。
But guys, don't do it that way.
但是神并不是，这并不是神所希望。
What God wants to know is that as a member of His family, you loved Him enough to do more than what was required to live the Christian life.
而神所希望的就是作为他家庭成员的一员，我们是这样的爱他。我们要做所做的要超出我们所应当所做的。
And that you have helped others to do the same.
我们也同样帮助其他人如此去做。
And then he doesn't want anyone whose lives you have touched or been a part of not to get there in heaven with you.
他当然他不希望任何人的生命跟我们接触以后反而不能到天堂去。
He doesn't want anyone to turn out to be unfaithful simply because they have difficulty with the Christian life. And yet, you were a part of their life.
他不希望有些人因为自己的生命当中的这些挫折而变得不去相信他上帝，而我们是这些人生命当中的一部分。
He doesn't want the work that you have done as a Christian to be burned up.
他不希望我们的工程在 被火其发现的时候是被火所烧。
When was the last time that you led someone to Christ?
我们是上一次带领某一个人信主是什么时候？
And what are they doing with their life now?
我们带领的弟兄姐妹他们信主的以后他们的生活是现在是怎样？
You know, when I read this passage for myself, I thought about this, and I thought about people who had become Christians because of my testimony years ago.
我在准备这个讲章的时候，我也想到我所做的，我想到那些人因着我在几年前的见证而相信耶稣基督。
And it made me realize, you know what? I need to check on them and see how they're doing.
这也提醒我，我真的是需要去看看他们，看看他们在基督里面怎样。
If you have never led anyone to Christ, God really wants you to have that experience.
如果你从来没有带领一个人去信主的话，神希望，特别希望你能够有这样的经历。
He has prepared someone out there that only you can reach and talk to, and only you can help them to remain faithful.
他在那儿为你预备了一个，只有你才能去让那带领那一个人去信上帝。
The importance of this is what Jesus says. Take a look in your Bibles for this final verse in Matthew chapter 25 and verse 21.
我们在这边所看看到是耶稣基督所说的，在马太福音第25章第21节。
This is a story where Jesus is sharing this parable, and the master or the owner has given people different amounts of money.
在这时候，耶稣做了一个比喻，就是有一个城主。他出去的时候给了他的仆人不同的钱。
And then one of them has done really well.
有一个拿了五千两银子的就非常的好，他就赚了五千两银子。
Look at Matthew chapter 25 verse 21 where he says, Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness.
在这里面耶稣基督说，你这又良善又忠心的仆人，你在不多的事上有忠心，我要把许多事派你管理，可以进来享受你主人的快乐。
And so I asked you, which person do you want to be?
所以我在这儿要来问你，你愿意成为哪一种仆人呢？
Don't you want to be that person that Jesus says, come and share your master's happiness? You've done really well.
我们难道不想成为那个忠心良善的仆人？耶稣基督说，你进来享受你主人的快乐吗？
If you think about this verse, keeping the end in mind and what God will say to you, then that might help you be concerned about how you are part of teaching others how to become disciples and grow up.
如果你把这个大的这个神的这个图画放在自己的脑海中的时候，我们呢，他就会帮助我们。在教导的时候，在帮助别人的时候，有一个正确的态度。
You can be that person.
我们可以成为那个忠心良善的仆人。
Let's go to our last slide here.
最后一张。
I just want to share with you one final story, and then we're going to bring things to a close.
我跟大家再讲一下最后一个故事。
It's a story many of you heard me share before. I know some of you have heard before about three big bricklayers.
我这个大概以前大家有听过，就是关于一个四个瓦匠的故事，三个瓦匠的故事。
They were all involved in the same church project.
他们这些瓦匠都是在一个教会里面做一个工程。
And a man came by and he looked at the first guy to see what he was doing, and he asked him, "What is it exactly that you're doing?"
有一个过路人就过来问第一个瓦匠。说，你在做什么呢？
And a man looked at him as almost as if he was being bothered and say, I'm too busy for this. I am laying bricks.
第一个人那个人被问到，那个瓦匠被问到的时候呢，他就是说，很比较粗鲁，就说，
It's like,
我只不过是把砖头往上堆一堆。
What's wrong with you? Don't you have eyes? Can't you see I'm laying bricks?
Yeah.你难道没眼睛看到我正在做的就是把砖头堆起来？
So the man was surprised, and then he went to the second bricklayer.
这个过路人就很吃惊，他就问了第二个瓦匠。
Who looked like he was doing things a little bit differently.
他把自己看自己所做的跟第一个有一点不一样。
And he asked him, "What are you doing?"
这个过路人就问你在做什么呢？
And so the second man says, Look at that wall. That's a perfect wall. I'm building a wall.
第二个门就是说，你看看我这个墙，这墙做的多好，我在造这堵墙。
And so the man looked at the wall. He says, "Yeah, I guess. I mean, looks like a wall to me, but I guess it's a pretty good wall."
那个行人就说，哦，看起来是一堵墙，造的也挺不错的。
And then he went to the third man.
他呢就去问第三个瓦工。
And that man was different than the other two.
这个瓦工跟其他两个人都不一样。
And he asked him, "What are you doing?"
这个过路人就问你在做什么呢？
And the third man said, "Enthusiastically, I am building a cathedral."
第三个瓦工就非常兴奋地说，哎，我在建造一个大的教堂。
And when I'm finished, you can join me in going and worshiping in it.
当我们做完了以后，你就过来，我们一起来敬拜上帝。
That's the person that God wants you to be.
那个瓦工是神想让我们所成为的。
So remember, as we summarize here, that God wants you to build with the right vision, the materials and training, teaching people accurately so that there's no injury to them or to the church, and helping them become mature believers.
所以第一点呢，神让我们有正确的目标、材料和训练来帮助教导别人，使他们在经历生活风浪的时候有着最少的损失，而且让他们能够尽快的成为成熟的基督徒。
He wants you to build with the right behavior and don't do anything to frustrate and prevent others from growing in their faith. Help them to remain faithful.
神也让我们有一个正确的态度、正确的行为来建造，不要让我们成为别人在基督里长进的难主，要帮助他们能够一直在信心中得到建造。
And finally, he wants you to build with the end in mind.
最后，他希望我们在建造的时候有一个最终的这种大的蓝图，在我们的脑海中。
So he can say to you when you're finished, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Here is your reward. Your reward. Come and share my happiness."
所以他在我们完成这样的建造的时候，会对我们说：“忠心良善的仆人，你可以进来享受你主人的快乐。”
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father in heaven, thank you for your message this morning.
亲爱的天父上帝，谢谢你早上给我们的信息。
Lord, we pray you help us to be that person.
主要让我们成为那一个忠心良善的仆人。
Involved in your family business.
让我们积极的参与你家族的家庭的计划，家庭的工作。
Laying the right foundation.
让我们有建立一个正确的根基。
Not getting in the way of your message.
不要成为你信息的拦阻。
So people see Jesus.
所以人们能够看到耶稣基督。
And prepared at any moment to see you.
准备，随时做好准备来面对你。
Father, if there are those here who don't know you,
主啊，如果在我们当中有那些还没有认识你的，
help them to decide for themselves right now that they want to be a part of your building project.
主啊，你帮助他们，让他们也能够看到，也愿意成为你这家庭工程的一员。
If you don't know Jesus this morning, this is your chance to say, "Lord, I want to join you. I want you to build into my life."
如果我们当中还没有信主的，今天就是你的机会。
I want Jesus to come into my life.
你可以对神说，神啊，我愿意成为你家庭的一员，我愿意相信你。
If this is your desire and prayer, please see one of our Christian leaders afterwards.
你可以轻声的来祷告。如果这是你的祷告的话，当你祷告完了以后来看，可以找到我们的教会的执事长老或者牧师。
Father, these are our prayers this morning.
主要这是我们今天的祷告。
As we leave here, let us be changed people.
当我们离开这里的时候，让我们成为被改变的人。
Help us to remember these things.
帮助我们来记住这些。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.